So I ask you, my handsome guest, has anything about your encounter with me been boring? And do remember, you are sitting naked next to Elamia. No, no funny stuff with my gaze. But I'd be willing to oblige if you asked later on. For now, though, just look. See? I am not so unlike what you might be used to. Just a bit different. All this time, you've been looking at what separates us. Instead, why don't you take a moment to think of all the wonderful fun we can have? I'm completely human, completely woman, completely wanting to return your gesture from earlier. Son, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. I just can't help it that I'm horny? No, silly boy. I don't have horns. Oh, one of your words. Well, yes, I want to. Yes, with you. Of course it is possible. Again, completely woman, my beautiful guest. I'm beginning to enjoy that look. And the way your eyes drink me in. And that growing stare of curious hunger. Perhaps allow yourself to roam a bit. Give me your hand. Go ahead. Feel. Familiar, are they not? Soft and full. Remember, your head fit quite nicely there earlier. Come now, let yourself journey. You have as much time to explore me as you wish. And I, in turn, can do the same. The last thing I would want is for any of this to turn boring for you. Allow your fingers to slide down. That's it. Down. Down. Past where my skin becomes scales. Stop. Keep your fingers there, but please, lay next to me. Is this you finally trusting me? Or are you just horny? Feel that small slit between my scales? Press down. But be gentle, please. I hope. Yes. Yes. Familiar, right? Like I said, completely possible for us to do. But it doesn't have to be right now. We can work up to it. Oh, can you please just for a second remove? Wow. I forgot how good that feels when it's not your own fingers or tail. But yes, if you are willing, I can slowly start working you up to it. Oh, don't let my reaction mislead you, my brazen male. It has just been a long, long time since I've had the rush of such a sensation. However, the Mia require a rather drawn-out period of intimacy to truly take advantage of any human mate capabilities. Don't look so insulted. I promise the process is nothing but bliss for both of us. You get to spend hours cuddled in my hug, lost in my gaze. Yes, I meant that gaze. Always wondering what could go wrong. Why not think about what could go right? I have the power to coax your mind into what I wish. And what the mind thinks, the body feels. Then you deserve to feel nothing but the highest pleasure, one that no human woman could give you. And in turn, I can make sure that during our mating you don't get too ahead of me, so to speak. A win-win for both of us, don't you think? The thought of that has you breathing a bit heavy, my human. Perhaps we should move conversation to something less. You and you're interrupting me. Fortunately for you, I'm quite enjoying. Oh, that feels good. My. Have I unlocked that need inside of you? Oh, your lips on my belly. I've missed being caressed like this so much. Oh, I could lay like this for hours. Wait. What are you... That's a devilish smile you've got there. But you're not going to kiss me. Son, your mouth. It feels so good. Your lips are so soft and warm. That's not fair. I didn't know it could feel like this. Don't stop. Just allow me to repay the favor. I have awoken a need in you, haven't I? Lucky me. So stiff and eager for me. Let me show you how... exactly how wonderful an experienced tale can feel. Just promise you won't stop. Do you like it? The way my tail massages you. Covering your manhood from top to bottom all at once. God, I can feel how hard you are for me. It has me thinking all sorts of wicked things. You, I can do more than any woman ever could. And you can feel it already, can't you? How good it is. I can squeeze you like that from the inside. We and me are all muscle, and we know how to use it. But you, faster, please. Your tongue. No humans could. You could. Don't stop. It feels so good. Your tongue on my slit. Your cock. Hard and hot in my coils. It feels right, my human. My perfect human. Yes. Faster, please. It can't be. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, then come with me, my human. Please. Oh, please. Don't stop. I can't believe you did that. You made me in minutes with nothing. But Lamia need time. Hit me so fast. You wiped that smirk off. No, I'm not upset. It's just, usually, the Lamia treats their mate first. I've never heard of a mate taking such control. Lucky me. I think I rather like when you take control. It's so unlike how our society usually works. As you may have guessed already. I'm sleepy. Can we just lay here, please? Just for a little while, if you're okay with it? Just a little now. I promise. My. I think I'm still feeling tingles down in my... Human? Human? No. You left me? Oh, curse you! I can't believe I felt... I have to get him. Oh, human. Oh, thank the sun. You're here. I thought that you ran off. I guess perhaps I have some work to do with trust as well. Thank you for allowing me to rest. Finishing the bath we started, I see. Mind if I join? What you managed to do to me. It was incredible. Thank you. I'd love to repay you further. But for now, we should finish washing and get back to the village. It will be morning soon. And I have some chores to do. Fruit picking, hunting for game. Do you want to help? Why, of course. I'd love that. Can you do one small thing for me, though? When we get back, let's keep what happened a little while ago just between us. Just for now, okay? Thank you. Now lie back. My coils have some washing to do.